Next time.
Guys, come back from the DM.
Would you have gone out of the game right away, knowing what you found out later? Because, I mean, you certainly looked right away like you weren't your normal self, and then yet you stayed in for a couple of plays.
Well, you take shots at different points in different games, and it was one of those things where I felt like, you know, the initial shock of taking the hit was going to wear off. But I trust our medical staff, and you know, it was definitely after that series, it was time to come out.
I saw him come back from a knee injury, Aaron. They said they have to trust the knee again, find out they can do it. Do you have any doubts? Do you have to get hit? Do you have to
No, I have zero doubts taking the field again. I feel confident. You know, I've been cleared. The doctors are confident. I'm going to continue to play the way I play and just, you know, make sure I slide every time.
Was it frustrating during the week? I mean, did you know that you still weren't quite ready, or was it frustrating not being able to pass the test that you needed to get
through? I felt like I was going to play all week, so that didn't end up happening.
This upcoming game, Aaron, it's like a playoff game. Is that how you're treating it?
Well, I look at it as we control our own destiny. I mean, we have everything in front of us. That's all you can ask for at this point in the season. Obviously, we'd like to be, you know, 10 wins or more at this point, but it is what it is. We're 8-6. Everything's in front of us. 2 wins and we're in the playoffs, 2 home games. So it's an important week for us. Giants coming off a tough loss, and we know what kind of team they are. They're very well coached, and they have a lot of very talented players. So it's going to be a tough game for us, but we know what we got to do.
A lot of close losses this year. How do you assess all the close losses?
Well, lack of consistency, I think, at times in games. This is a 60-minute game, and the times where we, you know, we've lost, we've made mistakes throughout those games. It's, you know, there's 70 plays of offense and defense usually on average in those games, and a lot of times it's one or two plays that makes a difference. And it might not be a fourth quarter play. It might be a second quarter play, a first quarter play. And in those times, we haven't made those plays.
Is there any concern that the confidence of this team might be shaken because of so many close losses and getting a tight spot again?
I don't think so.
Wait for something bad?
No. I've been on teams where we have that here-we-go-again feeling. This team doesn't have that. We have a lot of confidence. It's just about executing those situations and for 4 quarters. Like I said, you know, we've done some good things in the fourth quarter, put some drives together to come back in games, but the problem is we've made mistakes in the first, second, and third quarters, which put us in those situations. So if we're better in executing for 4 quarters, we're a tough team to beat.
Can you tell me the Giants' defense, starting with the Falcons, we'll see it first?
Yeah, I mean, they're a talented front, as talented as we're going to face. It starts with their front four. And so for us, it's all about protection. We've got to find ways to block it up and then, you know, try and get the ball to our playmakers. So it's important that we, you know, change up the looks for those guys. Don't give them a, you know, consistent rush lane every time. Move the pocket occasionally. You know, run some get me on the edge, on the perimeter, and don't let them continue to tee off, because they're very effective when they can take a consistent rush lane every play.
Is there anything in this game that you have to do differently, you know, if somebody's bearing down on you, throw the ball away because you're coming up with a concussion?
I mean, I play like that whether I come off a concussion or not. I mean, I'm going to continue to play the way I play, and what happened will happen. You know, I'm confident in the, you know, just the medical clearance I've gotten and confident in the way I play. So I'm not going to change it.
Do these defensive linemen look for the ball, to slap the ball free? They force a lot of fumbles, the Giants. Do you sense when you look at them they're trying to do that, or does it just happen?
I mean, yeah, they're very well coached up front. You know, they're a talented group, a veteran group, guys who played at a high level for a long time. So it's going to be important for us to block them up, to be firm up the middle, because they like to, you know, to get wide on the edges, and me to hang on to the football.
When will they allow you to start?
To start what?
Throwing again.
Today?
Is this really the first time you've lost since the game?
Well, I threw Sunday on the field before the game. I mean, not drop back. I just played a little catch. Yeah. This is my first practice. Yeah.
Do you worry about long-term effects?
No, I don't.
Just can't think that way.
I don't worry about it. I've been cleared. I've been, you know, I've gone through all the testing, and I've been assured there's, you know, there isn't anything to worry about as far as that goes.
So, Aaron, last week, were you holding out hope as late as Saturday that you could still play, or did you know earlier in the week that you probably wouldn't?
No, I was holding out hope all week. Yeah. But I think, you know, for my long-term future, it was probably the best decision.
Did you pass all the tests? Could you have passed all the tests you needed Saturday with any more of
Well, I'm not going to really get into the process of how it went down, but there was a decision made, and it was a decision made in my best interest.
This must be a frustrating injury. I mean, you're used to playing with, you know, feet, knees, shoulders, but, you know, when your body feels pretty good, it's tough to be told you can't go, huh?
No, it is tough, and this is a different injury. You know, I've played with a knee injury, a finger injury, a shoulder injury, you know, foot injuries, like ankle injuries. Yeah, you know, that's things you can kind of push through. But when it's your head, you have to take it a little bit more seriously.
So this helmet, can you talk about what's different about this helmet that makes it more protective?
I think you'd have to ask the manufacturers. I'm not exactly sure. I just wanted to make a change.
The collapse of the Giants against the Eagles. I mean, what do you take away from that game, and that this being your next opponent?
Well, it's a four-quarter game. You know, I think that's the thing that the NFL teaches you is you got to play four quarters and be consistent. And they were up 31-10 the fourth quarter and felt like they had it. And then you know, the Eagles had a long touchdown, onside kick, went down, scored again, and were able to keep playing. And Deshaun made a big play in the end. So. It tells you, one, that Philadelphia is a very talented team, but two, you know, you can never take anything for granted in this league. You got to play 60 minutes.
Are you guys maybe in a slightly better mental place right now than they are, just because, I mean, you both lost, but that you guys were, you know, must be without you playing?
Well, I mean, I don't know how much of that you have to talk to those guys, I think, on that side and see where they're at mentally, but I think, you know, we're still a confident group. We're a group that realizes we got our season in front of us. We have two games. It starts with this Sunday. We need to win, and then we need to get to 9-6, and then we have the Bears.